This is Twit.
It's been a good week for gaming, and Sam Moscovich from Ars Technica is here to tell us all about it. Welcome back to the show, Sam.
Jazz hands. I think he knows jazz hands.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, Destiny 2 is consuming the lives of many these days. You say you're excited to play the first 15 hours again. Tell us about it.
Well, that article came out before the game was out, so now I'm well past 15 hours. But Activision and Bungie were kind enough before the game came out to invite me out to their weird hotel meeting space right down the road from their actual studio to play through the game before it was out so I could talk to fans right before the game came out and say, should you buy it? And the answer is not necessarily go out and buy it right now, but I actually enjoy the game. Now, I like a first-person shooter. I like jumping in and shooting at aliens and having the whole power fantasy of that sort of thing. But I never fell for the first Destiny. From the very beginning, that game to me launched in a state where it didn't know what it wanted to be. It hinted at this wild exploration of space, but it never lets you actually fly in a spaceship. It hinted at playing it all the time and interacting with friends, but it didn't have all that World of Warcraft stuff that I wanted, like crafting. It ran out of steam way too quickly. And what I was able to ascertain from that first 15 hours and then since then while I've been playing the full game is that there is stuff to do and it understands what it is and what it isn't. Destiny 2, like the first one, does not purport to be much more than shoot at a bunch of things with your friends over and over and over. Some of it is very repetitive because it's wanting you to get in and play it again and again to get better loot. The more you play, the cooler your guns and your armor will look and the more interesting weird tricks they will do. That has not changed. So if you're looking for a game that has 40, 50, 60, 80 hours of discrete story, not so much. But if you're looking for a game that you can play with a couple of buddies every night in a sort of chat room kind of way, a glorified chat room, which is sort of what I always thought World of Warcraft was best at, Destiny 2 also nails that, so long as you don't mind holding a video game controller and doing twin stick shooting at a bunch of stuff. I'm having a really solid time with it so far. There is a lot going on with this game.
Do you like it better than World of Warcraft, or is it just different?
I'm not a World of Warcraft guy. I'm not a guy who likes to sit and I don't like to click on a bunch of things over and over and over. I like a game that has some skill to it. And what I think Destiny 2 is really good at is understanding, okay, this is kind of like Halo. It's from the company that did originally bring us Halo. And it feels like Halo because World of Warcraft is a math game. You need to have all of your stuff up to a certain level if you're going to have any chance against harder content. And Destiny is more akin to no matter where you are in the game, enemies will scale up or down to be as hard as the game wants them to be at that point. So easy enemies will always be easy. Bosses will always be a little harder. Super giant crazy bosses will always be super giant crazy. You can't just get a fancy shiny gun and wipe them out immediately. And if you're going to play a game like this for so long, you want it to feel good the entire time. And World of Warcraft is sort of at least consistent in the kind of stuff you do the entire time. And Destiny 2 is designed to be played for hours and hours. And all the hours I've spent so far, I've enjoyed the shooting from minute one until hour 18.
Wow. So what about the narrative? I've heard people have mixed feelings about Destiny 1's narrative. How does this compare?
Mixed is putting it really nicely. The first Destiny was terrible writing-wise because they had a narrative director who dropped out with about a year left in the game, and they wiped a ton of the story, and they just sort of patched everything together. And what I also enjoyed about Destiny 2 is that it does a pretty good job of setting the stage for why you should feel like a big badass superhero. You essentially learn from the very get-go about what it means to be the Guardian, which is the kind of superpowered character in the game, what it is you lose at the beginning of this game that you had in the first one, why that matters. And there's this consistent cast of about five major characters who are in your headset talking as you go through a lot of the different activities, and you get a better sense of their personalities, of their own individual stories, and how they figure into all the big, big stuff. Now, there's a campaign, quote unquote, that it's not very long. It's about 8 hours of just this basic, I'm going to beat the bad guy and get to the final boss sort of campaign. But Destiny 2 understands that you're coming back quite often to play in these little 2-3 hour chunks with buddies over a lot of time. And so it has a lot of these little adventure quests packed in where you go back to stuff you've done before, and then new things will appear with new story and new context to get a better sense of why you should care about shooting all these things over and over and over, that this giant war is so epic that you do need to dump 100 hours into it if you care about the plot. And I kind of do.
So what platforms is it available now, and is it or coming to in the future?
Right. Right now, you need either PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. And on October 24th, they're going to expand that to Windows PCs. And that will actually be sold through Battle.net, which is Blizzard's little application on Windows, because Activision owns Bungie, and they're also tied with Blizzard. So there's that sort of weird soupiness. But if you want to play on a computer, you will have to wait until October 24th. And I have gotten to play quite a bit of the computer version, both at preview events and during a beta period that came at the end of August. And if you can wait, I would say wait. It is a lot better on PC, is the shortest version of putting it, in terms of performance, in terms of scalability. You get a faster frame rate. You don't need the most amazing computer ever in order for it to run well. You do need a quote-unquote gaming computer, but the kind that you could probably build for about the same price as a PS4 or Xbox One. But if you already have the consoles and you can't wait to play, I'm having a good time so far, even though I totally am going to end up playing almost all of this again on PC.